Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara on Chav Zayim and Rebeis. We're three lines from the bottom of Chav Zayim and Rebeis. The Gemara is discussing that Yotzim Na'etz, that according to the Mishnah, that anything that comes from a tree and Tameh Tel Samar Ala Pishtan doesn't become Tameh, that the roof itself is, meaning if you use it as a roof, it's not going to become Tumas Oel. The roof itself does not become Tameh except for Ala Pishtan. If it's made out of flax, then it would become Tameh. The Gemara now asks, what's the source for this? The Gemara says, Minalan, how do I know that if you made a roof made of flax, it's going to become tamei? So the Gemara says, "Amar Melazar, Gamar Oel Oel." We learn it out through Gzeira Shava from Oel Oel from the Mishkan. That it says over here by Ksiv Halcha. It says written with regards to the Tuma Zos Adam Kiamus Oel. The Pasuk Parshas Chukas tells us that someone who dies in a tent says the lashon of Oel over there. Ksiv Asa Meifrosh is a Oel Al Mishkan. We learn from there, and by the Mishkan, he spread the tent over the Mishkan covering. So the Gemara has a drasher, Mala Alan Shel Pishtan Kari Ola. So just as in regards to the covering, the cloth of the Mishkan was made out of flax, so that was the covering of the tent of the Mishkan. So then we learn out Avkan Shel Pishtan Kari Ola. So too with regards to the tumah of a roof, the meaning that the roof becoming tame, that only the that if it's made of material flax, it's going to become tame. If it's made of eats, though, other tree products, it's going to not become tame. So the Gemara now asks, the Gemara says though, so the Gemara asks, Imal, if we're going to learn this thing from the Mishkan, from the Ohel, then Ma'al Ahalan Shizurin V'chutin Kafal Shisha, Avkan Shizurin V'chutin Kafal Shisha. But over there, when it comes to the Mishkan, the type of material was used, was Dafka, was twisted thread, and also it had six different strands. So when I would say that maybe only the way it become Tameh, Betumas Ohel, it's going to be if it has twisted thread and six strands. So the Gemara says, Talmud Lomar, we can therefore learn out, Oel, Oel, Riba. The fact that we have this Gzera Shava is coming to include in the law of Tumas Oel, something can become Tameh, that anything whose thread, even if it wasn't twisted, or if it wasn't Shizurin or Kafel Shisha, if it wasn't twisted or six strands, even that situation, that would still become Tameh, but Tumas Oel. So the Gemara now asks, though, E Oel, Oel, Riba, Filo Kul Melanami, if you are going to teach me that Oel is coming to include something, maybe it's going to teach you every single type of item, not just the items used in the Mishkan, maybe every type of item that's used as a roof would become Tameh. So the Gemara says that that's true though, Im Kain, if that's what you're talking about, Gzera Shava of Oel Oel from the Mishkan that we mentioned, Maya Hanile, what is it helping you? That it's not going to be coming to exclude anything. Meaning that we had the Gzera Shava teaching you only flax, so that's what is coming to teach you. That only that becomes Tameh, but every other type of kli made out of eitz, out of wood, would not become Tameh if it's used as a roof. So if you don't say that, then what is, if you assume that roof, the even wood can become Tameh, then the Gzera Shava doesn't help you at all. So the Gemara says, no, maybe Ve'ema, the Gemara says, Mala Halan, crush him. That when it comes to the walls, they're called an Ohel. So we know not just the flax was in the Mishkan, it was the walls also are called an Oel. So too Afkan, when it comes to Tumas Oel over here, also crush him is going to be considered Oel. It's going to be considered even by the beams of the walls of the Mishkan should become Tameh. So therefore, the beams were made out of wood. So anything that would be made out of a wood product, if it's used over as a roof, it can become Tameh. So the Mishnah says that it's not. So the Gemara answers that there's a fundamental difference. Amar Kura v'asisa esa krashim l'mishkan, or l'mishkan, the Gemara is quoting, but it's clearly saying esa krashim, as the Pasuk says. So v'asisa esa krashim mishkan, you're going to make the beams of the Mishkan. So we're learning out, it's the beams of the Mishkan, but it's not called Mishkan. So Mishkan kar Mishkan. The comes of the actual Mishkan itself is called a Mishkan in the lashon of the Pasuk. However, the krashim are not referred to as a tent. They're referred to the subject of components of the tent, but they're not considered the Mishkan. So therefore, ein krashim kar Mishkan, the beams themselves are not called the Mishkan, and therefore the beams themselves are not going to become Tameh because they're not called Ohel. And since they're not called Ohel, they cannot become Tameh. The Gemara says that's true though, Ela Ma'ata. If that's what you're going to tell me, then we could be Medayik that the Krushim are not called Mishkan. Then when the Pasuk says, Asisa Michse La Ohel, when it says that you should make a covering for the Oel, for the tent of the Mishkan right now, so the Gemara is suggesting, Hachanami, from there we can make the diuk, we can make the inference that what the Mashmaos of the of Le'ohel was teaching us, that the Lashon says that the Gemara says, a Michse lo ikre Oel, that the Michse, that the covering is itself not called an Ohel, not called a tent. So that's what we're medayik over here, which, okay, you would have assumed that what's the problem? The mikseh, what was the problem calling the covering? Again, the covering were the things that made of the animal hides. So if we're assuming that they would not itself become Tamei, but the Gemara said that that's not true because Elahad Debay Rabbi Lazar had a question, or Rabbi Ima Tmeel Maoshi Tamei Olameis. What's the law with regards to hides of a non-kosher animal? Can it become Tamei if it's used as a roof, as the OL of where a mace, a person, where there's a dead body? The Gemara says, Hashta or Behima Tahora Lametamei. For now, when it comes to the hide of a kosher animal, which was used of the covering of the Mishkan, you want to assume right now is not becoming Tamei. Then orbe imat mea mibai, then how could he even have a question about a non-kosher animal if it's used as a covering? If it's not even used as a covering of the Mishkan, then certainly it's not going to become Tamei. Since Rabbi Lazar asked this kasha, since he asked this question, he obviously holds that the hides described in the Mishkan were something that was going to become Tamei. And it was going to be subject to the din of Tumah, and it itself can become Tamei. And that's why he has the question about behemat mea. So therefore, it can't be that wood projects are going to be subject to Tumah. So then why does the Mishnah exclude all wood products except for flax from Tumah? Rabbi Lazar seemed to include them in his question. So the Gemara says, Shiny Asam, no, they're fundamentally different case in the Mishkan's cover to Hadre Ahadre Krat. The Pasuk itself goes back and says, Dirsi Vinasu Yuriosa Mishkan Ves Ol Moed Michseu Mise Atachas Asher Lav. And they, the family of Gershon who's carrying the Aron, they're going to carry the panels of the Mishkan. And the Ol Moed, literally the type of meeting, that it's cover, and the Tachash cover, Tachash, we're going to see what that is, the type of animal, that was on it. So we see from here that the coverings that were spread over the Mishkan, so we have three different levels. We have the Yerios and Mishkan, the walls, that's the lowermost part. And then we have, that was made of Tzimim Pishtim, and we have Ol Moed, that was made of Yerios Izim, that was in the Mishkan, and then Michseu, Michsa Tachash, that's referring to the Oros Elim, Tachashim, that is referring to over there, the third level over there. So it says over here, all of these type of coverings, so the Gemara has a drasha over here, then it says, Makish Elyon, that was made of the Oros, which is going to be considered comparable to the Tachton, to the one that is done from the Yerios Izim. To teach you, Ma Tachton Kari Ola, Ohel, just like the bottom one is called Oel, because the Pasuk says, Ol Moed, also too, Afkan Kari Oel, then also everything is over here is going to be considered Oel, everything, the uppermost one is going to be called, so to the animal hides, which the cover is made out of, is also being referred to as a tent, as a halachic thing that become Tamei, and therefore it is subject to Tumas Oel, and Rabbi Lazar can therefore ask his question about the Or Behema Tameo, Or Behema Torah, and it would still work with what we said about wood products not becoming Tamei, Mitzad Oel. So the Gemara now goes back to Rabbi Lazar's kash. The Gemara says, "Gufa, Rabbi Rabbi Lazar, Orbe Matmeo, Maoshi Tamei Tumas Olim." Rabbi Lazar asked the question whether the hides of a non-kosher animal can become Tamei with Tuma with the roof. Can itself become Tamei if it's used as the roof? The Gemara asks now, "Mai Kamei Vayle?" What exactly was his question? I mean, isn't it clear that the hides of non-kosher animals were not used in the Mishkan, so therefore such hides are obviously not going to be Tamei? So the Gemara says, no, that was Gufa's question. He asked about the Tachash that existed and says, V'tachashim, the lashon of Tachash was used in the Mishkan, was it a Tamei or a Tahar? Was it a Tachash that was a non-kosher animal or was it a kosher animal? If the Tachash was a non-kosher animal, then the hides of non-kosher animals will also be subject to Tumas Ohel, since such hides were used in the Mishkan. If there wasn't, then it wouldn't be. So that was Gufa's question. So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef, what exactly was his question? The only thing that's fit for the service of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is hides of a kosher animal. So clearly the service of a Kadosh Baruch Hu would be the things that you made for the Mishkan. Since the Tachash had to be made from kosher animals, then obviously also it should be only kosher animals become subject to Tumas Ohel and not kosher animals. So the Gemara rejects Rav Yosef's understanding. The Gemara says, Rav Abba asked Kakasha though. Is that really true? Rav Yehuda Omer, Shnei Michasu Sayu, that there was two covers of animal hides over the Mishkan, achat shel oros elim ma'adamim, one made of the ram hides, vechat shel orim tachashim, and the other one made of the tachash hides. So Rabbi Nechemia says, mechasa acharaya, there was one cover and two halves of it. Dome kimin tala ilan. But this is the ikar raya for us. Now it was one made of the oros elim and the oros tachashim, that the ram and the tachashim ones as one. However, the tala ilan, domet kimat ilan, and the tachash, Rabbi, the tala ilan. What Rashi tells us is it's like a small cat-like thing, which is a non-kosher animal. So clearly, so the Gemara says, va tala ilan tamehu, if it's compared to tala ilan, a tali'ilon is a non-kosher animal, yet it was used to cover the Mishkan according to this brisa. So we see over here that the brisa is referring to the fact that it's not kosher, so doesn't it seem to imply that you can use this non-kosher animal for Melech HaShemayim? Maybe the Melech HaShemayim is referring to something else. The Gemara is going to discuss next on what exactly it was discussing. So the Gemara now answers, the tachash resembled the tali'ilon that had many colors, but not that actually was a tali'ilon. The low tali'ilon, but it's not actually a tali'ilon, the ilu hasam tame. When it regards to the tali'ilon, it's a non-kosher animal. V'achatar, but regards to the tachash, it is a kosher animal. So Rav Yosef is therefore correct in his understanding of the brisa as he quoted before. So the Gemara now says, a proof on Rav Yosef, ihachi haidam tibagnat sasgona. Rav Yosef said, accordingly, it makes sense why we translate tachash as sasgona. What does that mean? Shesas begavnin harbe. It literally, it's happy because it's beautiful, it's many colors, and we do not translate it as tali'ilon because we're just assuming it's comparable to this translation. It's not mamish, tame animals. The Gemara now says, Rava is going to disagree, and it's very complicated, this whole cheshbon over here, you have to understand a lot of Tuma Vitara. Rava is going to disagree with Rav Yosef. So he, to get to that though, he has to come to a whole level of different things. Rava first starts off, Or Beima Tmea, the Metama Olamis Macha, the proof that Hayav not kosher animal comes Tame, is from the following proof. So again, there's a few steps over here to try to hold our best to understand the steps of Rava. The Sanya, the Braisa teaches you, or when the Pasuk teaches you that an animal hide can become Tzara'as, we're talking about over here, the Beged has to be of wool or Tzara'as O-Or. So it could have said O-Be'or. Why is the Lashon of O-Be'or with the Lashon of Bez? It could have said O-Or. Why did it say Be'or? So therefore, there's an extra Bez over here. So the Gemara is learning that it's coming to include something. Reba or Be'ima Tmeya. This is including the law of Tzara'as, that a non-kosher animal is going to become Tame B'Tzara'as. Vishalakub Yad Kohen, and also a hide that was afflicted after it was checked by the Kohen, that also is going to become Tame. Katzas Mikulan Va'asa Achas Men Minayan. From where do we know that if one cut off pieces from the different types of garments and made one garment of it, it's still going to be subject to Tumas Tzara'as, still going to become Tame. Again, we're talking about the Tzara'as Begadim over here, the Tzara'as that are applied to your garments. Tamad Lomar, the Pasuk is telling you, O Bechol Meleches, or any work of leather. So we see the fact that the Tumah of Tzara'as, the Torah doesn't differentiate between the hides of a kosher animal and that of a non-kosher animal. Either one can become Tameh with regards to Tumah Tzara'as. Therefore, we're going to derive a hemshech. We're going to derive the Tumah also with regards to regular Tumah. So the Gemara now continues. However, you could reject the comparison between Negoim and the regular Tumas Oel. The Gemara says, and whether it can be itself can become a roof. The Gemara says, Malan Negoim Shekin Shasi V'Erev Tamehem. When a comparison made for Taras that we saw before, that there's a Chumrah, when Shasi V'Erev Yevorpa the Wolf can become Tameh with them, as opposed to the dead body itself, it cannot become Tameh through Shasi V'Erev. Right? That's a chumrah over here. So then, since the Tumah of Tzara'as is more chumrah, you can't learn a Binanav, you can't learn from one to the other. So Rava's gonna continue how he gets to this. The Gemara says, Ella Gamar Mishratzim. So therefore, you can learn Tumas Oel. The fact that the roof becomes Tame is derived from the Tumah of Shratzim. Shratzim, right again, the Shmona Shratzim, the eight Shratzim, that if a person touches them, if their carcass is going to become Tame, and they're quoted in Vayikra, which ones they are, okay. So the Gemara says, the sound of the Braisa tells us, that when it comes to too much shratzim, or the pasuk says that it's referred to as hides, right? Only ella or beima Torah. I only know that the hide of a kosher animal becomes tameh through contact with the sheretz. Or beima tameh minayin. From where do I know that the hide of a non-kosher animal also has become tuma sheretz? So the Gemara says, Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, or. That's coming to include the hide of a non-kosher animal in the law of Tumas Shratzim. So we therefore see that when it comes to the law of Tuma of Shratzim, the Torah doesn't have any chiluk between whether it's a hide of a kosher animal or non-kosher animal. So now we have two halachos over here that have told us that you have Tuma of Tame and Tahor animals with regards to Shratzim and with regards to Taras. So the Gemara now says, though, if you want to learn out just from Shratzim to Tumas Oel, then I could reject that. There's a Chumrah, though, when it comes to Sheretz, the Tameh of the Shratzim, it's the size of a lentil, is Mitameh. That's what we said before. However, when it comes to the Tumah of a person, it's only if it's the size of a Kazayas. The Tumah of a Sheretz is more Machmir. The size of a lentil is smaller than the size of a Kazayas. So therefore, you can't learn out Shratzim either to Tumas Ohel. So the Gemara now says, usually when you have two halachas now we have Shratzim, and we also have Negoim. So we're going to use what Binyanav and use the comparable, like we've mentioned before. We're going to use the Mematzinu Binyanav. The same thing is we're going to use the common denominator over here. So the now Gemara is going to say Negoim Yochicho. So you can reject the refutation by saying that Tzaras is going to show you a proof from the fact that Tzaras. The size is, you don't have this chumra of the size of a gris, the size of a adasha, the size of a lentil, so therefore you can learn out from there. So the Gemara says, v'chazar adin, and the arguments are gonna repeat itself, so therefore, lo kiri zeh, v'lo kiri zeh, that you're gonna take the common denominator, v'lo kiri zeh, hatzad ha-shava shebehen, the characteristics, the common, we're taking the common denominator right now, se'or tameh behen, that through them, the animal hide becomes tameh, ve'asa or behema tmeah, ke'or behema Torah, the regards to the laws of the Torah treats the hides of a non kosher animal like the hides of a kosher animal. Afani avi, awal ami. So therefore, I can learn through this binanav. Now, this is the ikar point over here. I can learn through the binanav that it becomes tame, but awal as well. Become tame, becomes itself, can become the roof, is going to become tame. So therefore, so sarah tame av, vanasib or tame av, korbeim tahora. Through which the animal becomes tame, and we'll say that the hide of a non kosher animal is like the hide of a kosher animal, come tame as tumas awal as well. So the rabbah has just come to teach you that the laws of sharas and saras together can teach you that a non kosher animal can be used and become tame. So too, when it comes to tumas oh, it can also become tame. He's arguing on Rav Yosef. The Gemara says, "Amar le Rava Marbanus Ravashi, Rav Amar Neshet Ravashi, Ikal Mefrach." But you create a direct Rava's halacha is an halachic analysis. Malat Tzadashava Shemen Shekain Tamei Bepachos Mekzayin. Whenever you have a Tzadashava, like mentioned, you're trying to compare three things or two things. If one of them, the common denominator, is missing something, one of them has a chumra or kula, then, or if two out of the three have a certain halacha that the third one doesn't have, then you can no longer use that common denominator over here. So here, we're going to ask Akasha as well. The common denominator is a problem because both of them are matame pachos mekazayas. Both of them are matame less than an olive. We saw that tumas negayim is less than that, and so too is tumas shratim was an adasha, was the lentil. Those are both smaller than kazayas over here. Tovar meishin and matame kazayas. But how can I learn with regards to a dead body, which is only a matame an olive size? So therefore, you can't learn out. We have a chumra over here. You can't learn out as a binyanav the mematinu. So the Gemara therefore gives a different proof over here. The Gemara says Elamar Rava Bar Nanash. The Rava Bar Nanash said that we learn it out from the following: Aisa bekava chomer me notza shel izim. You can learn it out. The inclusion of kosher animal hides is learned out from a kal v'chomer from the plucked goat hair that we mentioned before, that was the cloth that they used from the Sirius Museum. It was plucked, plucked it out rather than shearing it. So the Gemara says, she'in matame gamin, for the cloth that's made out of this hair, it doesn't become tame through tzara'as, matame ba'ol amis, it nonetheless is going to become tame through tumas ohel. So the Gemara says, or be matmeah she'matame b'negayim, then that we can use the kavah chomer here, that the hide of a non-kosher animal, which doesn't become tamei through taras, then eino dinshim tamei alameis, then isn't it logical to assume that you can say that it's going to become tamei as a kavah chomer? We see that would teach us that the or behima tmea, that the animal's hide of a non-kosher animal is going to become tamei as well. So the Gemara now wants to reject this also. So the Gemara says, why do we reject this? V'hala tani Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef brought a braisa that says explicitly the following. Rav Yosef had a raya from a braisa. He taught us that it had to be tahor animal because Rabbi Lazar's kasha of lo melech shemayim that it was tahor. What's the braisa referring to? Clearly, it's referring to a kosher animal, not a kosher animal. So how are we going to deal with this? The Gemara says no. This halacha was said in a different halacha completely. It was referring to tefillin. The braisa is referring to making tefillin, and that you need only. It only can have kosher animals. Hides of a kosher animal needs to use in the making of tefillin and not necessarily dealing with what was used in the Mishkan. So the Gemara says, but the tefillin v'eduksib b'hulamantia taras Hashem efichah, with regards to tefillin itself, it says explicitly that the tefillin, the word of Hashem should be in your mouth. We learn out from there, minamut b'fichah, that the parts of tefillin that have the Torah written upon them have to be something that's mutter for you to be eating, meaning the animals of a kosher animal. Since the pasuk is, we already have this, the price of. So we see that we don't need to teach you a different drasha from over here. So the Gemara says, no. So the drasha is used for the following. Elala Uran, the braisa is teaching you that the leather boxes of the tefillin, the batim now, into which you place the what you're writing it on, the klaf, right? What you're placing the klaf in, that is what has to be tahar. So the Gemara says that that's also not true. V'amar Abaye shin shel tefillin alach l'moshe mesinai, that shin on the head tefillin that we wear, that's alach l'moshe mesinai. So if the shin is Allah Alam Hashem Mesina, that the box is also referring to Shem Hashem, that's for the Shem Shakai, Shin Dalad Yod, the name of Hashem's name. So the fact that the letter box is coming out and it has this lashon of Hashem's name, that's obviously going to be part of the drasha of Mina Moser Beficha, then again the question would revert back to itself, why do I need the drasha? So the Gemara then offers another explanation. I know this is very complicated. I hope I'm having a hard time with it myself. I hope everyone's understanding this. Ella lekorchan besaran el tofer begidin. So now the Brisa is going back to teach you that the lacha that someone has to wrap his tefillin, meaning that you have to tie the tefillin with the parts of the Torah and with the kosher animal's hair, and you also korchan besaran tofer begidin. You have to sew them with the kosher animal's begidin with its sinews. So the Gemara asks, though, if that's the case, though, Hanami alach l'Moshe Mesina, that's also alach l'Moshe Mesina, Desanya tefillin merbaos alach l'Moshe Mesina, Nicharos b'saron enefos begidim, that the source for these alachas, also alacha, we say with Moshe Mesina, that it's taught in the Braisa, that the requirement to wear tefillin, they have to be square, that's alach l'Moshe Mesina, and also the fact that they have to be tied with their hair is also, and so with their sinews, is alach l'Moshe Mesina. So it can't be that was the drusha we already have, the fact that this is alach l'Moshe Mesina. So now the Gemara comes on to the third explanation. El Ratzuas. The Gemara is referring to Rabbi Yosef come to teach us regards to lacha, the straps of the tefillin. So the Gemara says, "V'amar b'yitzach Ratzuas shchoros alacha l'Moshe Mesinai." So, but that also, again, we're trying to find the drasha that can be teaching you lo hichshar l'melech shemayim what it referred to. If all these are alacha l'Moshe Mesinai, I don't need the drasha to tell me this. So the Gemara is saying that the fact that you have to have tefillin straps that are black, that's also alacha l'Moshe Mesinai, and therefore, again, I don't need the drasha. So the Gemara responds, though, yeah, nihin Gemara shchoros. Tahoros mi gemire. That yes, granted that we say that it needs to be, the straps need to be, they have to be black. We never learned that the straps have to be from a kosher animal. So therefore, Yev Yosef was telling us that the straps need to be made from a kosher animal, and that was the chiddush over here of Rav Yosef. So the Gemara now says, "My havela the tachash." What again is going to be the final maskan over here with regards to the tachash? So the Gemara answers, "B'tachash Rabbi Moshe, the Moshe Rabbeinu tachash." Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Lakish, Amar Rabbi Meir, tachash Rabbi Moshe, Biria b'fnei Asma, v'lo echriya b'chachamim min chayahu, umin behima tamahora. V'keren achas ha'isol b'mitzchah, the fishan is damel Moshe, v'asam v'ena mishkan v'nigdas. So the Gemara now says that the tachash that exists in times of Moshe, it was its own Briria, it was his own creature. And the Chachamim didn't know whether it was a type of undomesticated animal, domesticated animal. They didn't know if it's single horn, forehead. The Tachash, it came to Baruch Moshe. It was the time of the Mishkan. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle to have this animal come. And we don't know whether it was kosher or not. And the Tachash also it's no longer, you can't find it. It was Nignas. It was Geniza. They hit it, and it's no longer, you can't find it anymore. So the Gemara now says, though, from the fact that you say that the tachash had a single horn on its forehead, you can learn over here that it was kosher. Why? Because the Amar Reviuda Shor Sheikriv Adam Rishon Karen Achas Haisa Lo Bemitzcho Shneimar Veititi Lashem Mishorpar Mekaren Mafris. Reviuda said in a similar vein that the ox that Adam Ravishon sacrificed, that thinks that after his life was being spared, that it was made out of a single horn on its forehead. The pasuk says, "You should please the Kosh Baruch Hu with a horn, makrin, and a hoofed ox." So the word makrin means that it was one horn. That's what we're learning out of here. So the Gemara is asking, though, if that's true, though, so mafris, makrin, tarte mashma, though, makrin indicates that it's two horns, not one horn. So the Gemara now says, I'm Rav Yitzchak, mikaren ksiv. No, we learn it out from the fact that it says, in the plural, it is called mikaren. Mikaren without the letter yud, that indicating that it's only a single horn. So the Gemara asks, if that's so, though, then why don't we learn out? So the Gemara says, "V'lishu minei demin behemahi." So that if that's so, let us say the same brisa that just that it was an ox about the korban that Adam Arishan brought, that it was an animal of one horn. It's kosher. We should also learn that it was a type of domesticated animal. So the Gemara says, maybe in a chanami. No, because maybe there is a keresh, which is a type of undomesticated animal, and it has only a single horn, and it's possibly the type of this undomesticated animal. We don't know what what type of animal the tachash was, and we're not exactly sure. So therefore, we don't know. And okay, that's what it comes out from over here. Let's go weiter onto the Mishnah. So now again, we're talking about the Mishnah is going to deal with laws of wicks that can be made out of some sort of folded cloth. The Gemara says now, Mishnah, Psilas HaBegad, a wick made from a garment, Shekilpav Lo Havavad, that some folded over and it wasn't able to burn properly. Right, you didn't burn it over flame over it, and therefore it's not easier to light. So Rabbi Lezer Omer Tamehi, it can become Tame, okay? It could become Tame, folded into wick, so therefore even though it's not necessarily a shear, we're gonna get into this, the Ein Malikimba and not allowed to light it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to light it, the Gemara is gonna explain why that is. So the Gemara now says, Rabbi Kiva Omer Tahori, Rabbi Kiva said, is not subject to Tumas, Begadim, because over here the folding it over is showing that you want it as a wick, therefore it's no longer a beged. That's Rabbi Kiva holds. Midak and Malikimba, and you're allowed to light with it. And that might not necessarily be Talia on the effect of Tumah Vitara, but he says you're allowed to light with it. So the Gemara now quotes Tumah Chloksim with Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says, Bishlam Alainan Tumah Ba'ab Pligi. When it comes to guards to Tumah, this is what they're arguing about. Rabbi Lezer, Savra Kipul Ainam Oil. Rabbi Lezer says that folding the garment is not enough of a Gila Das to show you that you don't want it to be a garment, and therefore it's still subject to the Tumah of garments. And therefore it's remaining in original status. However, Rabbi Kiva holds that folding it into the wick shows that it's negating its subject as a beged, and therefore it's no longer a beged, and it's not subject to Tumas Begadim. If Vitule Bilta and its status is therefore negated. Ela Inyan had Laka, but with regards to when it comes to lighting it, so B'mai Pligia, what are they disagreeing with? Meaning it's nothing to do with Tumah Vitara, so what exactly is Machlokas? So the Gemara wants to suggest the following. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yoshia, V'chinam Rabbi Adam, Rav HaHacha, B'shalosh HaShalosh, B'tum Tzav Zizkina. Here, we're discussing with a piece of cloth that is exactly 3x3 etzbos, which again is the minimum size for Tumas Begadim. We're dealing with a time where you're lighting on Shabbos, meaning the Shabbos candles, on a Yom Tov that fell out on Friday. So the Gemara says, Dekuli Alma Islu L'Rabbi Yehuda Da'amar Masikin Bekelim. So, and everyone, both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva agree that Rabbi Yehuda says that someone is allowed to fuel a fire with the whole utensils on Yom Tov, but no one's allowed to fuel a fire with fragments of utensils that broke on Yom Tov because it's mukta. Why? Because it's nolad. It wasn't there beforehand, and now it's not considered set aside, and therefore you're not allowed to use it. So the Gemara wants to suggest the following. And both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi are going to go with a statement of Ula. Someone who lights the Shabbos lamp has to light the majority of the portion of the wick that protrudes out of the oil in order for the flame to rise on its own as soon as he removes it from his hand and won't need further hemshech of your action. So therefore, to make sure that it's lighting properly. So the Gemara says, so then what's the machlokes? So Rabbi Lezer, Savar Kipol, Eina Moel. Rabbi Lezer holds that folding it doesn't serve enough to remove its status, and therefore it's still considered a utensil even after folding it when the lighting begins. And the moment that you light it, it's considered a broken utensil since the cloth is thereby diminished and it's not 3x3 anymore. And if you're doing that, then it's your Shever Kli is mukta, it's no lot on Yantiv. And therefore, Belazar says that this wick is unacceptable. Rabbi Akiva, Sever Kipal Moel. Rabbi Akiva holds that folding it would negate its status for interas kli alavin, therefore it doesn't have the status of a utensil even prior to lighting. V'chivat kabalik, but it's v'alma, like you're lighting what's a simple stick of wood and already a broken utensil already broken beforehand. It's not considered nolad, and that's what he holds. So the Gemara brings a raya for this. The Gemara says, "I'm Rav Yosef. Find the sanina shalosh shalosh b'tzumtzana soyadan al mayelvus." So Rav Yosef said there was a brisa that said there was precisely three etzbos by 3x3, and I didn't know what it was referring to. Now that I know that this Mishnah is referring to, that this is the machlokas that it was referring to in the brisa. Okay, we'll stop for here. Adkan for today.